This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Hundreds of people turned out in Anchorage Tuesday to comment on a proposal that would severely restrict development of the Pebble Mine in the Bristol Bay region. Alaska Dispatch News reports opponents of the massive gold and copper mine say it poses too great a threat to salmon. Others said the project should be allowed to move through the permitting phase before any action is taken that could curtail development. Bethel citizens called for action from the city council regarding allegations of police brutality at their regular meeting Tuesday evening. The city says it's investigating, and officials are keeping the details under wrap as they are evidently facing litigation. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
Public testimony was emotional at the Bethel City Council meeting where Agnes Gregory, the sister of the man whom a witness says was violently arrested by a Bethel police officer, spoke before the council.
People treat their animals better than what he did to my brother, and everybody should be outraged about that.
A police report and court documents show that Wassily Gregory, a quote Indian male, was arrested near the AC store on July 12th by a Bethel police officer, Andrew Reed. A witness told police and the media that the officer used excessive force. Bethel's tribe ONC, in a press release Monday, urged people to come forward to them about possible mistreatment of Alaska Natives by Bethel police. Among the people who spoke Tuesday was Bethel resident Fritz Charles, who also hosts a show on KYUK.
One message I'd like to give advice to the police officer that are accused of these things. There's 10 flights a day out of Bethel. If you don't like your job, there's 10 flights out of Bethel. And up to this point, you guys are probably looking at legal issues. What now? What then? These are really tough situations, issues that the city of Bethel has to address and take action towards on immediately.
The city has opened an investigation. Interim city manager Greg Moyer says it's moving ahead quickly.
And she should be wrapping up that investigation by Friday. We're still looking for tapes from the AC store. Even though they're doing construction, there is a possibility, maybe a good possibility, that tape was.
City attorney Patty Burley stopped Moyer mid-sentence, saying she had received notice that the city is facing litigation. She advised him to stop speaking on the matter. Moyer did tell KYUK the investigation will be reviewed by a third-party law enforcement group. He added the department will be putting cameras on police officers to record whenever they deal with the public. Councilmember Mark Springer says the council feels as deeply about this as the rest of the community and that the city is looking hard at the issue. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
Kotzebue is in the midst of one of its best commercial chum seasons ever. That's due to an exceptionally strong run size. And dockside economics are playing a role as well. Seth Kantner has been commercial fishing since the 1970s.
We just could not have taken advantage of the number of fish that we're getting this year without having three buyers. And all the buyers are quicker this year, just competition.
Not long ago, commercial fishing in Kotzebue was nearly dead. Over the decades, Kantner has seen the fishery in Kotzebue Sound peak and crash, with prices dipping to below 25 cents per pound.
The 90s, things just kept tapering down, less of us fishing, almost where it was embarrassing to say you were fishing, as people thought of it as sort of a waste of time. And at that point, the prices just kept going to 25 and 23 and 19, 17, and there weren't that many fish some of those years either.
In 2002, with no local buyer, Kantner recalls having to pack and ship fish out himself. The total value of the fishery that year was just $7,500. This year, the commercial fleet is expected to pull in about $3 million. That, according to Nate Koch, vice president of Manilook, is partly biology from a good brood year, but also the payoff from a five-year branding campaign at food expos in Asia, Europe, and on the East Coast. Koch and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game anticipate another 2 weeks or so of commercial openings that are likely to push this year's harvest up to the third best on record. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.